Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, you know what I just discovered?
What?
Someone wrote a song called Rockin' the Suburbs.
Wow, really? That's incredible. Who's the artist?
Some guy. I can't remember, but I hope he makes it big someday. Okay, so yesterday on the show, you heard that Patrick, my co-host, my comrade here, he's not with me here in the basement. He's in his basement.
That's right. Basement to basement right
basement
now.
Basement to basement. I'm in my basement. Patrick's in his basement. We are recording separately via Skype. And this is Rockin' the Suburbs, and I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
There you go. There are two others. They are Rob Gates and Kevin Goff. Hello, guys.
Hey, Jim. Hey.
Today's topic, Patrick suggested this topic.
Yes, I did.
And then he tells me he wasn't really prepared for it.
No.
But you'll quickly become prepared. So
yeah.
Explain how you got the idea for the topic. It's from a show we just did like last week or so.
Yeah, that's right. It was a fan mail episode where someone brought up Camera Obscura's song, Lloyd, I'm Ready to Be Heartbroken, which really is a sort of a, I don't know, love letter to Lloyd Cole's records by the Scottish band Camera Obscura. And if you read our newsletter, which is free every Friday, all you have to do is go to suburbspod.com, hit newsletter and sign up. You'll see that I posted that main image and I talked about that song and I hadn't heard it in years. And it was also really cool, Jim, when we played it. You were like, oh, this is one of those songs where I didn't think I knew it, but as soon as it started, I was like, I recognize that song and I love that song. So that was the idea. I think there's a lot of times in musical history where, people write songs and blatantly say, like, this is a song about one of my influences or, one of my inspirations. And I think a famous one would obviously be on a Replacements album.
So. Yeah. So the Replacements did the song Alex Chilton about singer, musician Alex Chilton. And so you thought, what are some other examples of that where someone has specifically written a song about another musician, right?
Right.
It's not just a name check. Like, there's been songs where, users name check, but really, like, the song is essentially about that person.
That's right. And I think there's, I don't know, being a guy who's kind of fooled around with music a little bit myself and, sometimes you confront influences and, I don't know, there's been a lot of people that have said, well, every rock and roll song has basically just been a copy of another rock and roll song with a few, things added. And, sometimes people try to disguise their influences. But I think there's a certain bravery and a certain honesty and a certain freedom that comes with just saying, I'm going to write a song about one of my main influences, and I'm just going to be so blatant about it that I'm going to name that person in this song. So I think there's a lot of cool examples of that. I'm interested to hear what you guys think. One I want to mention right now is by Van Morrison, and it's on his album St. Dominic's Preview, and the song is called Jackie Wilson Said, I'm in Heaven When You Smile. So he basically just, wrote a song about how great Jackie Wilson made him feel, and he name-checked Jackie Wilson in the title. So.
I think that's a pretty classic example, and a lot of people know and love that song. And
yeah, totally. And it's the first song in the album.
And it also makes sense, too, for Van Morrison, who was trying to sing soul music, right?
Totally. Being a white guy from Dublin, Ireland, who fell in love with that stuff and, sang it when he was a teenager to American GIs in Ireland and things like that. It really rings true that, that he did that. So that's kind of the gist of where the idea came from. Yep.
All right. I'm going to put Kevin on the spot here for a second because the song that he recommended earlier has a tie to one that was already mentioned. So you mentioned Alex Chilton by The Replacements, and then Kevin reminded me that there was a band that did a song about The Replacements.
Yes, They Might Be Giants did a song. Oh, yeah. And if you read some of the context around it, I went and read it after I came up, you know, with the, when I remembered that that was actually a song. Folks said that it isn't necessarily about The Replacements. It's about the sort of slog of being on the road all the time. And just The Replacements is a perfect example because they loved them. So, yeah, good tune.
Yeah, so the song was We're The Replacements. Yep. And I think it was included as like a bonus track somewhere or something like that, right? It wasn't
It was part of the Don't Let's Start EP. So I think it even came out before the album came out, but their first album. So.
Rob, you had some ideas.
Yes, I had a couple of ideas. One of my favorite examples of this is from Pink Floyd, from the Wish You Were Here album, which was sort of an entire album, somewhat dedicated to Syd Barrett, but the song Shine On You Crazy Diamond, parts, was it like 1 through 4 and then 5 through 8 or whatever on the album? There's two there's the beginning of the song and it sort of splits the album, but... Shine On You Crazy Diamond was Roger Waters' a tribute to Syd Barrett, who, of course, was in Pink Floyd for the first album and then went bonkers after supposedly too much acid. And I think he, if I remember the story correctly, would come in to the studio from time to time and was continually more crazy each time. But, you know, Pink Floyd owes itself to Syd Barrett. I mean, he was a founding member of the band and certainly a force in the band and was in the band before David Gilmour.
Yeah.
And so Shine On You Crazy Diamond is, you know, Roger Waters' ode to Syd and the influence that Syd had both on him and on the band as a whole.
Thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's a great example, Rob. I mean, it's an interesting case of sometimes there's a band where one person starts the band and it was their band, and then somebody else comes in who's so, you know, powerful, or a situation occurs where that person is no longer the leader of the band, and then it goes on to become much more famous. I think we talked a little bit about it, right, Jim, during last week's episodes on The Who. Like, originally, that was Roger Daltrey's band. He was a guitar player and the leader, and Townsend came in, and he kind of took it over. And, you know, because of what happened to Syd, I mean, he kind of went the acid mile and never returned. and then the band went on to become much more successful and famous. It's a really cool song, a really beautiful song that sort of shows how much what Syd did meant to them. And just basically, I don't know, in my opinion, I don't know what you think, Rob, but basically just saying, without you, we wouldn't be here. You know, so we're trying to say this to you.
Yeah, exactly. It's a beautiful tribute.
Really is.
Yep.
You reminded me when you mentioned The Who is that Roger Daltrey on one of his solo albums actually had a tribute to Keith Moon.
Yeah.
Where they assembled a bunch of drummers to come in and actually record a drum solo in the middle. One being Neil Peart and Stuart Copeland. And you can hear each of them putting their own style in there, as well as also just put Keith Moon's style of drumming in the middle of the song. It's called Under a Raging Moon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. 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 I think very it was the cool. title track,
yeah,
right?
It was.
Of that album. Yep.
Good call.
Yep.
I want to ask if you think this one qualifies. This is from a singer who recently passed, who we talked about on the podcast. Not the Suburbs Pod curse, as some people think. We talked about this person after he had passed. But,
right.
But
not true.
But Eddie Money did that song, Take Me Home Tonight, which in the chorus, at least, it says, you know, just like Ronnie said, be my little baby. I don't know if it's a song really about Ronnie Spector in the verses, but certainly it's
the spirit of it.
It's about her and, you know, and kind of like you were saying with Jackie Wilson, it's sort of about how her music makes you feel, right?
Yeah, totally. I think that totally qualifies, Jim. And it really is about the spirit that song or that artist brings to you. And you love it so much that you have to express it in a song of your own. So, you know, I absolutely think
that. And then he had Ronnie Spector on the song.
Right.
As well.
To make it even better.
Yes.
Yeah. So true.
When he wrote the song, he called up Ronnie Spector and said, I just wrote a song about you.
Yeah. All right.
So, yes, definitely qualifies.
Another one I thought of that, again, kind of sort of qualifies is the song Buddy Holly by Weezer. Again, it's not really specifically about Buddy Holly, but, it's prominent in not only the title, but also, you know, I look just like Buddy Holly. So he is a tribute in some way, I think.
Yeah, totally.
Rob brought up another one that is very much about Buddy Holly and a lot of other, I think, sort of rock and roll. But certainly the song definitely references an incident with Buddy Holly, right? Do you know what I'm speaking of?
So Don McLean's American Pie.
Right.
Yeah.
Which talks, you know, about the day the music died or the plane crash that claimed the lives of Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Ritchie Valens. It sort of talks about the period that was going on then, but there's also multiple music references throughout that song. I think there's references to the Birds as well as other artists.
Right. 8 Miles High.
Eight Miles High and Falling Fast.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's definitely an ode to Buddy Holly. I mean, there's no doubt about
For
that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Did you write day that I die.
Now, what I'd like to bring up, another one, now that we're kind of digging into this topic that totally floats the top of my mind, you guys might want to listen to this one if you haven't heard it. Are you guys familiar with Robbie Foulkes?
No.
Only a little bit.
Okay. So on his first album, Country Love Songs, he wrote a song called The Buck Starts Here.
At first it looked too worn to play. Or two. When the needle hit the groove, I knew it was crying time again. The bus starts here with Hank sure to follow. my sorrow. Let the sad songs roll on through a house filled with tears, where the good times is gone. The buck starts here.
Okay, the buck starts here. So obviously, it's a reference to Buck Owens.
Yeah.
Right? But I like that with Hank then to follow. Mm-hmm. Right?
Isn't that great? Yeah.
Very nice.
When the good times is gone, the buck starts here. So when you really start to feel sad, essentially the song is a guy whose wife just left and moved out of his house. He's walking around alone by himself, finds a Buck Owens 45, puts it on, and then is like, it's over now. It's crying time. Like, I'm going to lose it. So when you're really feeling sad, you put on Buck Owens, but also what a clever twist on the buck stops here, right, or the buck starts here. So very clever.
Yeah. The fact that you pulled that off the top of your head is amazing.
That's a favorite of mine. I've been there. Yeah.
You guys have any other good examples?
I do. I have another. Well, I don't know if it's good or not, but okay. I do have one, and I don't think a lot of people know about this. The old Crosby, Stills, and Nash song, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
Mm.
Right? So that song was written by Stephen Stills. It's about Judy Collins, who was the singer-songwriter who Stills was dating at the time, and that whole sweet is about it, and the term sweet, S-U-I-T-E, is a pun on the term, the actual word sweet, S-W-E-E-T, Sweet Judy, Blue Eyes, right. So on and so forth. Mm-hmm.
I actually didn't know that. That's who that song was about, so you are educating me.
Very cool.
Kevin, anything
else?
That's
a great one.
That's all I got.
Would you mind if I threw one there, Jim? One I really want to bring up is the band Firehose. Jim, you love this band. We all do.
What?
This is the band that, basically formed out of the Minutemen. And there's a song on Raging Full On, their first album, the second track, called Under the Influence of Meat Puppets. So basically, this is Firehose, right? Just basically playing a Meat Puppets type instrumental and saying, this is how influential the Meat Puppets were as a trio, and we're a trio, a new trio, and you know, we're going to play a little more instrumentally and different than we have been. But you know, it was written by Mike Watt and Kira Rossler from Black Flag, and so it really combines sort of all those SST elements into a really great song.
That's a really good one. I totally forgot about that, but now I hear it in my head. It's great.
Well, the whole idea is coming back to me now, Jim.
Excellent call right there.
Love it. All right, so Rob and I were messaging back and forth about this topic a little earlier today, and we both agreed that this was the best one. All right, are you ready for this?
Yep.
Stevie Wonder's Sir Duke.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes.
Yes, that's the best one.
So, of course.
Yes, it is.
It's about Duke Ellington.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. When I was a kid, that song came out in 1976, all right? So I was 9 years old.
Yep.
That's one of the first 45s I ever bought.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Me too.
And here's the here's the thing about it is, you know how you just have these random memories in your head that you can't really explain? Like, why do I remember that thing, that one incident, whatever, and totally. So many other things I have forgotten, important things, right? I have forgotten.
Names of girlfriends. Right.
I still have this memory in my head. That song was just so important to me as a kid. I think what happened was I heard it on the radio, and I love the riff, you know, the da-da-da-da riff, the sort of jazzy thing. And I wanted to buy that record, but I didn't know what it was called.
Hmm.
Like, I didn't know the name of the song. We're out with my mom, probably my sister and I, out with my mom on one of the endless errands that we had to run all the time, right?
Always.
And so we were at a store, and I want to say, I think it was a furniture store or home furnishings or something like that, because I remember she was having a conversation with somebody who was like, you know, some representative of the store was like helping her, you know what I mean? And she was looking at something, and the woman said to me, she was just making chit chat with a little kid, and I was saying, there's this song in my head and I don't know what it's called. I'm telling her this, there's a song I don't know what it's called. And she says, well, do you know what the song is? What is the song about? Tell me what the song is about. And I just said, it's about music. Because that's what it is. Like, music is a world within itself, right?
Yeah.
And she must have thought I was crazy. Like, every song is music, right?
That's right. You mean a music song about music?
Yeah, there you go. So there you go. But I've always loved that song, Sir Duke. And
totally,
probably only,
man,
you know, later in life did I come to understand the Duke Ellington you know, reference,
and
right?
Totally, and a roll call of others, too, that influenced Stevie as you build up to that. So, yeah, that's a great one. That's really a great one. Yeah. Feeling this may generate some listener correspondence. I could
be
wrong.
The ones we forgot about, definitely.
Oh, there's, I'm sure, a ton of them.
About 80 million, yeah.
All right, cool. So please
scratch,
send those in to us.
Yeah.
First call.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you call and talk about a song like this and tell some, you know, lame story when you were a kid. You can call 612-440-1984. There you go.
Yes, sir.
Or you can email rock@suburbspot.com and just, you know, type out the little story there, or attach a MP3 file if you record a like voice memo, that kind of thing.
But we want to hear your voice.
We do.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those at suburbspod. All right. Anything else, guys?
Every day.
There you go. Listen every day. One thing we should mention, though, because you talked about the Who in this episode, both of these guys were at our Who live show.
Awesome.
That we did.
Yes, they were.
And so you think it went pretty well, Kevin?
Yeah, it was great.
Okay.
We had a great time. My wife went with me, and I brought friends in that I knew were Who fans or just sort of Who fans, and just had a good time.
Were you guys happy with the list?
No.
The top 15? No. No one ever is, right? That's the whole idea of a list, right?
That's
a
countdown.
It was a good list. But yeah, my references were all in the bottom 15. No, that's not true, but...
Was there one particular song that you loved that was not in the top 15? You probably can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember, right. But yeah, it was one of... It made it into the 15. Like
the lower part.
Yeah, the lower part, but...
I don't recall Going Mobile being
in the
top 15.
I think that was the one.
Yep.
Patrick was upset about that, too.
I was very upset
about
that. He stormed off. Yeah. That's right.
I've been obsessed with that song recently, too.
It is really great. Yeah. It is really great song.
Oh, it's an amazing tune. Yeah, and I spent a lot of time researching Burton Cummings.
Yeah,
and it was for naught.
All for naught.
and never performed live by The Who.
That's right.
Going Mobile?
Yeah.
Is that right?
No.
That is
right. Yeah, they couldn't reproduce that envelope follower sound. Yeah. Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah.
It was key to the song. Yeah.
Of course, Simon seems to have no issues doing it.
Well, technology.
Nowadays, yeah.
Yeah, that's
less of an issue.
Yeah.
Great tune. Okay. All right, let's get out of here.
Okay.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Rob Gates.
Kevin Goff.
All right. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Shadow, my only real best friend, Shadow.
There you go.
He's looking for you.
He is. He hears this master's voice.